Oh, your commissioner's court is now, it's about 1:30 and preparing to go into session. I'll be presiding today. Judge is out. We will start with Commissioner Arnold with the prayer and Commissioner Weaver with the Pledge of Allegiance.
Please bow with me. O gracious Father, humbly ask that you guide our thoughts and actions so we are doing your will and acting in a manner that is pleasing to you. Dear Lord, we ask that you give this government body the wisdom to make the right decisions that will benefit the majority. As this Independence Day, 4th of July weekend is upon us, if you're traveling with friends or family, please be careful in your travels and come back safely to your loved ones. We ask all these things in your precious name. Amen.
Please join me in reciting the pledge to our nation's flag.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And we will start our agenda off in purchasing. A, under purchasing is approve and improve specification for request for request for qualifications grant administrative services for TDA's Community Development Block Grant Program Cheek Sewer 4 project. B, approve specifications for invitation of bids for Jefferson County New Health Clinic TDRA Round 1 Disaster Project, now funded by GLO. I know you're happy about that, Commissioner Senegal. C, receive and file bids for term contract for aviation fuel for Jack Brooks Regional Airport. D, receive and file bids for term contract for pest control for Jefferson County. E, receive and file bids for term contract for temporary canteen meal catering disaster / emergency for Jefferson County. F, reject all bids for Gulf Coast RV park payment repairs. G, consider and approve award, execute, receive and file acceptance of offer for term contract for pest control services for Jefferson County with Attaboy Termites and Pest Control as shown on attachments A. H, consider and approve, execute, receive, and file renewal for term contract for HVAC, capital equipment services, and supplies for Jefferson County Disaster Relief with Alliance Mechanical Services for a fourth additional year renewal for from July the 30th, 2014 to July 29th, 2015. I, consider and approve, execute, receive, and file renewal on-call record court reporter and transcribing with Jan Gerard and Associates for the first additional year renewal from August 11, 2014 to August 10, 2015. J, consider and approve, execute, receive, and file renewal for current contract for the Sheriff Department, Jefferson County Law Enforcement Equipment and Uniforms with Lone Star Uniforms Incorporated and Texas Code Blue LLC for a third additional one-year renewal from August 19, 2014 through to August 18, 2015. Proposed price increase are shown on attachment B. The price increase are due to increased manufacturer costs. And on number K is rescind professional service agreement with Jefferson County and Griffin, Mosley, Johnson and Associates for grant administrative services for TDA's Community Development Block Grant Program, Cheek Sewer, I'm sorry, Cheek Phase 4 in accordance with RFO 11.035 KJS grant administrator and management for Jefferson County. And addendums would be L, consider and approve, execute, receive, and file change order number 3 for Cheek Community Sewer Improvement Phase, Cheek Phase 3 with T. Johnson Industries for a net increase of 1 day, bringing the total contracted days to 191. M, consider and approve, execute, receive, and file change order number 4 for Cheek's Community Sewer Improvement Cheek Phase 3 with T. Johnson Industries for a net increase of 4 days, bringing the total contract days to 195 days. N, consider and approve, execute, receive, and file change order number 5 for Cheek's Community Sewer Improvement Cheek's Phase 3 with T. Johnson Industries for a net decrease of $1,575.31, bringing the total contract price to $228,240.31. The change is for an adjustment of actual quantities used at the receptacle unit price set forth in the contract. And O, receive and file certification of completion of contract with the Cheek Community Sewer Project, Cheek Phase 3 with T. Johnson Industries. You've heard all those under the purchasing. Can I get a motion to accept?
So moved.
Can I get a second? Any questions? All in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
It's a unanimous vote. Next will be the auditor. Under A, under the auditor, it would be consider and approve budget transfer for Road and Bridge Precinct 4. Additional road material cost would be $60,000. B, consider and approve budget transfer Parks and Rec. Additional cost for extra help would be $4,000. C, consider and approve budget transfer Constable Precinct 6. Additional cost for travel to be $400. D, consider and approve budget transfer airport. Additional cost would be $2,437. E, consider and approve funding agreement and resolution supporting the Texas Historical Commission grant of $450,000 for Jefferson County Courthouse Restoration Project. F, regular county bills, check number 395274 through check number 395452. Can we have a motion? A motion and a second. A second. A motion by Commissioner Arnold, second by Commissioner Weaver. Any questions? All in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
We have a unanimous vote. The next item would be under the county clerk. Consider and possibly approve countywide election day polling locations for November 4th, 2014 general election. In a motion? A motion and second. Any questions? I have a question, Ms. Guidry. And I think before court we have stated and my concerns. My concerns are at Lamar University, we need to have a voting location out there. And I want you to strongly consider and I will ask a question. Can there be an addendum to these polling locations? Do we have the time? I still will reserve the right to come to you and bring to you, and as I stated, I'm requesting for that, and there's a reason. So I want to make sure I put that on the record. Any other questions?
Just comment, you know, several of my constituents have come by and been really pleased with the voting centers and having that countywide voting, so I just want to say that seems to be working very well.
Okay. Anything else?
Hey, Ms. Goodrich, that's no changes in Port Arthur on this, on my list, other than the ones we talked, spoke about. Same ones we use in the primaries with them. Right, but we discussed those, the package that you gave us, it's the same ones we discussed in your office for as Port, South County goes. Okay.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Okay. And under Commissioners, receive and file a tax abatement agreement. Oh, I'm sorry, I apologize. Yes, we have two speakers, Ms. Seela Satchitana, Mr. Berry.
Yes, I just want to commend the commissioners on the countywide voting. I think that's excellent. I sat on a ballot board where I had to reject Election Day ballots because they voted in the wrong location. And I'm glad to see that's not an issue or problem. I'm currently working on judges. And I like the 40 locations, but I tend to agree with Mr. Alfred. I hope we can get a location at Lamar something. Thank you.
Mr. Billy?
I also support the countywide voting locations. I think it's great. I think it allows people who work and have things to do on Election Day flexibility to vote any place. I haven't heard any complaints about it. Everybody seems to be really happy with it. We're up from the primary vote. I trust that they've done this fairly and with the same number of locations in each district. And for us on getting our workers, it'll be much better. We really have a hard time with the 53 polling locations on Election Day to find people, and we support it fully, this layout. Thank you.
Thank you for your comments. Yes, ma'am.
But Sheila Satchitano is the Democratic chair, and Billy Oliver is the Republican chair, who we work closely with. Thank you.
Thank you. And under the County Commissioners, it says, receive and file, execute the tax abatement agreement between Jefferson County and All Tankers, Beaumont Partners, LLC, pursuant to Section 312.201B of Texas Tax Code. B, receive and file annual report, annual roll report of Jefferson County Precinct Number 1 and Precinct Number 3, pursuant to Texas to Section 251.005 of Texas Transportation Code, and file a copy of the same with the grand jury. C, consider and possibly adopt a resolution opposing EPA expansion of federal control under Clean Water Act. We get a motion? I'm sorry, let me add one to that, please. Under Commissioners, D, consider and approve a contract amendment with Texas Department of Agriculture, contract 7112-81 for the reduction of benefits from 15 to 11. Can we get a motion now? Got a motion by Commissioner Weaver, second by Commissioner Senegal. Any questions? All in favor, most say aye.
Aye.
No opposed. And we are at the close of the meeting. Is there anything to come before the body that does not require any vote from any of the commissioners?
Yes, Judge Commissioner. Wednesday at 11 a.m., we're having what we do quarterly, hopefully. It's a lunch in the park. Inviting everyone, the jazz band, Jazz Innovators will be playing. Chick-fil-A, Luby's, some vendors will be there for you to purchase lunch and sit, bring your lawn chair, or come sit by the pond and enjoy some good music. That's at South, it's the Martin J. Holmes, no, Martin J. Popeye Holmes Park, Sub Courthouse. Thank you. Everyone is welcome. 11, the band should play about 11 to 1:30. Beautiful music, good music. So tell your bosses to let you have about an hour, hour and a half for lunch Wednesday. It's on county time, but it's on county property.
Anything else, commissioners? It's me. Oh, yes, I'm sorry. We need to sign the flags for those individuals. Well, this meeting is adjourned. Let's see.